so let's take a look at the sugya of Tfasa Chiv Zayin Brayis. So the fountain origin is in the Mitzvah Dachman Beis Amidala. Towards the bottom, where brings who gave a daf kizusi. Maybe we should have that bring some more of Mitzvah. The eye of more Mitzvah. I'm saying maybe I should have had somebody else wants to bring.
No more Mitzvah
here. Okay, well, whatever. I didn't, so what's the matter? So the Gemara says, "Who gave that? Because this is a gabe chadve. Somebody was mafkid money by somebody else. Put money shemis off. It was chayv and gneva vaveda. He sinu b'tzifu de ubani, and he put it in a hut of she says, bias cotton the ogle came in Kaival Shaisin Tayodi Ifis Lera, Ubani Shall Arava Hoyo, made out of France of an Arava. Anyway, he put it in this area, inconspicuous kind of hut. And they ignored the got stolen. So the Gemara says, Om Rav Yosef, I forgot the Indian Ganvini Tiwasi, even though, insofar as Ganovim are concerned, that was a good shmira. As Ganovim would not normally look for money in a tshifa de urbani, says Rashi. So it's a good shmira for Ganovim. Because even Shem Esocher is chayav gnei vaveda if he didn't do a shmira meula, but if he did a shmira meula, then he's part of gnei vaveda. So here it's called that he did a shmira meula. Nonetheless, it's aggressive, even though leaning gnei it's a good shmira, leaning nurub shiusi, but as far as fire is concerned, it's a bad shmira. Because it's very flammable. It's not fireproof. Proper shmir is bekarka. So therefore, havi tchilosu b'shir v'soifu b'ainis chayef. Since it was tchilosu b'shir, even though at the end of the day it was soifu b'ainis, so Rav Yosef said that you are chayef. So Rashi says, afagat b'nin gavin etrusi, afilu b'lei kfur, even without burying it, she'en ganovim ha'lkim shom lidmoy, she'ain mom and motzi shom. That's not where Ganovim usually. Ganovim usually when they're looking for money, they look in fancy houses. They don't look in cheap for the money. So it's a good shmir. But for Sreif, it's not a good shmir. So Pilosi b'pshia shem and tipul shem bleiko. B'nimsa pasha shalei kovak. So maybe it was a pshia. B'sreif b'ainus shari nignavu b'gneivu l'shem echinam oynusu. I forget Rashi is the shem echinam, not shem esach. Shem echinam. So he's for shem echinam. If he would have put it. So even for Shem Echinam, I have to be careful. Rashi says it was Shem Echinam. So Shem Echinam is part of Mnei Bavareda, but not if it was Peshaya. But here it's called it was Peshaya, because it was Peshaya L'Gabe Seifa. So that's the first Lashon of the month. Then the Gemara brings another Lashon. Ikadami, I forgot the Ninur of Shiusi, the Ninur of Shiusi, the Gosh of Shiva Seifa, and his part of it. To the Shem Echinam, I'll leave it with Rav Yosef, Taka, in this Nikud of Gosh of Shiva Seifa, and his where it says, the Hilchasot Chilosov Shiv Seifa Bainas Chayef. The halach is that Chilosov Shiv Seifa Bainas is Chayef. So all the Gemara's that we have, the Gemara talks about the Manda Omer Chilosov Shiv Seifa Bainas Chayef and the Manda Omer of Chilosov Shiv Seifa Bainas Pot, like in Hagamah. The Gemara references two Manda Omerim. Shutta, it means this Gemara, we have two Lashonis in the Gemara, Libra Devesiv, whether Chilosov Shiv Seifa Bainas is Chayef or Chilosov Shiv Seifa Bainas is Potter. And the halach of the Gemara says over here is Chilosov Shiv Seifa Bainas is Chayef. There's a little places here on bottom. Taisus says, well, Taisus two things. First, Taisus says, Bedavka. If I could use this. Use it so. What? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
find the glories.
And this is a shop, and it was a shop?
Yeah.
How do I get not to download this to show? Show his bottom touches.
I'm gonna.
Can I
get it here?
No, no, these are ladies.
Okay.
Okay, very cool. Okay, so there's a bottom touch that we're blessed with. She to bring us Chayev. Because that's the Girsa, that Chayev. Apparently, there's another Girsa, maybe you're not guessing that it's Potter, but no, it's Mukhuk, that the halacha is that you're Chayev. Brings up your eyes. Then Taisha says, over here, but that gave Hecha Shiokhali, Shalim, Slay Hanari, Mlay Pasha. So first of all, Taisa says this. We'll see in a second the Gemara Taisa is referring to that the din of tefillos of shiva soifa b'aynis is chayev only works where the aynis came machmas ha'pshia, meaning where there's at least a plausible argument that the way Taisa defines it, that the aynis would not have happened if there had not been a pshia in the first place. So here, the onus of it having been stolen from the tzrifa d'urbana wouldn't have happened if he would not have put it in the tzrifa d'urbana. So it's not like the onus had nothing to do with the pshia. It's still onus, klapei gneiva. But had he put the money somewhere else, it wouldn't have been stolen. And then Taisa adds, v'tzorach loimer the tzrifa d'urbana avi shmira ma'ali l'zuzi l'mingandi k'moi karka. You have to say that tzrifa d'urbana, when it comes to gneiva, is as good a shmira as shmira b'karka. Lahochi karli l'gungani v'aynis, and therefore l'gavi gneiv, it's called an aynis. The thing is, there's a member of Shmuel, k'sofim eilem shmir el v'kaka. But the right way to store k'sofim is v'kaka. So, Taisus is saying that even though k'sofim eilem shmir el v'kaka, that's because kaka is also fireproof. So therefore the way to store tzofim is per karka, because then it's shomer from the sreifa too. But the visa the gneva, visa the urbana is tais loshen is mashma, just as good a gneva, just as good a shmira as karka is. So therefore, klapi gneva, putting in the sreifa the urbana is an ayinus. So that, I think, is an interesting deal, because Meduyik and Taisus, that when it comes to Ganovim, the Tzrifa d'Urbana is just as good as Karka. Not just it's good enough. The Lashon of Taisus is Mashmah, the Tzrifa d'Urbana is just as good as Shmira as Karka. So if the Tzrifa d'Urbana is just as good as Shmira as Karka, so why is it called Da'inus Kemachmas Epshir? If Tzrifa d'Urbana is just as secure from Ganavim as Karka is. So why do you say that the Oynis came out from a Sefshir? If you would put it in the ground, it's not more secure in the ground, clap the Ganavim. So if it was stolen from the Tzrifa d'Urbana, it could have been stolen from the ground too. So in what sense is the Oynis Machmas Sefshir? So what's the Muslim answer? What? Just Pasha B'Zhar. Taisus says two things. Aren't they in tension with each other? Taisus first says that the Oynis over here was Machmas Hapshir. But then he says that when it comes to Ganovim, which is what happened, it was Ganovim, Tzrifa d'Urbana is just as good as Karka. Well, if Tzrifa d'Urbana is just as good as Karka, so why do you blame the Gneva on the fact that he that he put in a Tzrifa d'Urbana not for Karka? But Tzrifa d'Urbana is just as good as Karka, just as secure as Karka, when it comes to Gneva.
Well, because the
Ganavim
went to the chief of the
Urbani. Chayot Taisis means, but it's still called Machmas, the Oynis is still called Machmas Apshia, because as luck would have it, the Ganavim went to the chief of the Urbani. And we don't know if they would have gone to the Kaka. Maybe they would have, maybe they wouldn't have. But that was the, you know, he was Peshaya, and he put it, you know, if he would have put it in the chief of the Urbani, and lightning would have struck. So that would also be pshiyot chilas of pshiyot seifa b'aynis, because lightning struck in the tzifa d'urban, it didn't strike in the, you know, this is where lightning happened to strike. If we would have put it somewhere else, so then maybe lightning wouldn't have hit it. Maybe it would have, but the ma'aseh, the oynis that happened over here, so that's cool that the oynis came machmas pshiyot. I think that's an important nekudah that Taisus hold, many rishonim say, that's the chodim of Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis, which we'll take a look at in a second. Many rishonim hold that you need oynis haba machmas hapshia. But in Taisus I see a certain hadgosh in what oynis haba machmas hapshia means. Oynis haba machmas hapshia doesn't mean that the gneva was more likely in the Tzifa D'Urbana. The gneva wasn't more likely in the Tzifa D'Urbana. But gneva, ganavim can't be everywhere. Ganavim happened to come to the Sefer Urbana. That's and that was a pshia klapei seifa. That was a pshia. So therefore, because you were pshia klapei seifa, so that's where they happened to get stolen. And maybe if you had not been pshia, it wouldn't have happened. I think that's the Adgosh in Tosis. Tosis says that hecha she yochol liyos sheoynis loyonera. Not that some are lying ladova, but it's yochol liyos. It happens to be over here. How do you know that it would have been stolen somewhere else? That's enough to call it. That it's called an oynis haba machmas ha. That it's called an oynis haba machmas ha-pshir. I think you have chayotze b'davar. It's a tesis. It's a different tesis. And let's have it. And ayin chesem ralph. Tesis ayin chesem ralph from Mitzir. It's one of the Bayam Mekemes. Taisus in Mamatsia and Chesem Rav, I think we're not going to do it aside. Taisus over there is discussing a Gemara in Mamatsia at Tzadik Gimel on the base, which is also the Ma'am of Hamas. The Gemara at Tzadik Gimel on the base has the following case. The Gemara is a case where there was a shepherd, and he was watching some sheep, and he was AWOL. He went away, not during lunchtime when everybody goes, so it takes a lunch break, but he took a break in the middle of the afternoon. And while he took a break in the middle of the afternoon, a lion came and ate the sheep. So, the Gemara, but it was a lion who, even if he would have been there, he would not have been able to stop the lion from eating the sheep. It was a strong lion, and he was a. So the case is, that's what the Gemara says, that we were oymed, and we evaluate, and we say, even if he had been there, the lion would have gotten the sheep anyway. So the Gemara calls that Chilosu B'Shiva Seifa B'Aynis. The Gemara is a little more complicated, but that's the part of the Gemara that's important right now. The Gemara calls that Chilosu B'Shiva Seifa B'Aynis. He went away in the middle of the day. That was a B'Shiva. And then a lion came. That was B'Aynis. Because even if he would have been there, he couldn't have stopped the lion. And the Gemara says that's called Chilosu B'Shiva Seifa B'Aynis. And if Chilosu B'Shiva Seifa B'Aynis is Chayev, says the Gemara, if Chilosu B'Shiva Seifa B'Aynis is Chayev, So the Gemara over there says, it's Abai over there talking about. Abai says, so you should remember that it was Abai, because it's going to be relevant later. Abai says that that's a case of Tchilosu B'Shir V'Soif V'Bainis, and it ought to be Chayim. It ought to be Chayim. We'll take a closer look at that Gemara later. So Taishas asks, the Gemara is on Tzadik Gimel Amud base. Taishas asks, Arayin Chesem and Aleph, when there in Ayin Chesem Ad Aleph, Tosfos has also a discussion about this. He said that you need Oynis Haba Machmas Hapshiyah. So Tosfos says, why is it Oynis Haba Machmas Hapshiyah? Yeah, it's true that he was Peshaya, but then the lion came and the lion ate up the sheep. And even if he would have been there, the lion would have eaten the sheep anyway. So it's not Oynis Haba Machmas Hapshiyah. So Tosfos has a few terutzim, but one of the terutzim, the first teretz, Tosfos says, is that if he would have been there, maybe he would have taken the sheep and grazed them somewhere else. And then the lion wouldn't have come. And you see in that Taisus, that's enough to be called Oynis Haba Machmas Hapshiyah. And Taisus goes together. That's called Oynis Haba Machmas Hapshiyah. It's not like the lion, you know, the lion could go over here, he could go over there. Taisus doesn't say he would have taken them somewhere there are no lions. But just it happens to be, this is where the lion comes. Lions don't go everywhere. So lions went everywhere, people would raise their sheep. It's not so, it's an oinus that a lion happened to cut. But the oinus happened over here. If he would have been around, the Tosfos says the derech is that the shomim, they graze a little bit here, a little bit there, they don't stay the whole day in the same place. It's because I'm going to use up so Mimela, had he been around, he would have maybe taken the sheep somewhere else, and therefore it's called the oinus abo machma sepshia. So you see the same story. The Tosfos' concept of oinus abo machma sepshia, many Rishonim say it's kimat the Gemara Mufresh, that you need oinus abo machma sepshia. But Tosfos' version of oinus abo machma sepshia is a weak version of oinus abo machma sepshia. You don't need that much. All you need is that there's a possibility that if he had not been peshea, then the lightning would have struck somewhere else, or he wouldn't have been there where the lightning struck. It could be that this is machlekes Rishonim, because the riff. When he talks about this din of oinus abo machma sepshia, the riff is in we'll see in a minute. The riff in Lamed Vav Amibes, when he talks about this requirement of oinus abo machma sepshia, so the riff says that this is called an oinus abo machma sepshia because ksofim ein lehem shmir el bekarka. Shmuel's member that ksofim ein lehem shmir el bekarka. Since ksofim ein lehem shmir el bekarka, so therefore, putting the money in the tzifa to Urbana, and then they got stolen, that's called the Einis Kei Machmas HaPshia. Even though it's not a Pshia Klappi, even though Klappi Gneiv, it's not a Pshia, it's only a Pshia Klappi Nur, the most of the players. Klappi Gneiv, it's an Einis. But it's called the Einis Abba Machmas HaPshia, because Ksofim Eilem Shemir Eilem Bekar. What is that? What does that have to do? What does Sofna Enam Shmir Lepak have to do? Have to do with anything? Yeah. The Gemara says Beferish. Klape Nura, it's an Oitz of Shia. Klape Gneva, it's an Oinus. So Sofna Enam Shmir Lepak, yeah, because for Nura, it's better to put them to Karka. Well, what's the riff adding? What added value does he have in this Gemara of Skokka? The Gemara says everything we need to know. It says, it's Beferish in the Gemara. Lekapi Srefa. See if it Urban is of Shia. And Klapi Gneiv, it's an Oinus. So, and it's called Oinus, and that's called Kelosib Shiva, Sifu Oinus. The Riff adds that it's an Oinus Abba Macham Sapshir, because Ksofim, because Shmuel has a member elsewhere. Shmuel has a member that Ksofim Eilim Shmir Ala Bakarka. The Pshat in the Riff is that the Riff understood that for Oinus Abba Macham Sapshir, it's not enough that, you know, if you would have put them in the Karka, the lightning would have struck, Husa's lightning would have struck over there also. The Riff says that's not enough to make Oinus Abba Macham Sapshir. Oinus Abba Machmas HaPshia means that there has to be some regulayim l'dover, some reason to suppose that even though Klapi Gneva, putting in Sifat Umar, it's not a Pshia, but it would have been less likely to be stolen had it been Bekarka. Ksof Me'elam Shmir Bekarka means the best shmira for money, even for Ganovim, is Bekarka. Putting money in the Sifat Urbana, it's like, you know, people hide money in the sock because the Ganovim aren't going to look in the sock drawer. So, all right, that's a shmira. That's like tzifa d'urban. That's basically what it is. They're not on bar, going to look in tzifa d'urban. It's a shmira, but it's not like the best shmira in the world. The real best shmira, the best shmira is to put it b'karka. So, it's good enough. It's good enough, and maybe it's only good enough for shem echinam. Maybe for shem esachar, it's not even. Maybe for shem esachar, it's not good enough. Probably not good enough for shem esachar. Chayistak has a sofik. If shem esachar was chayiv in neivav aveda, so shem esachar put in tzifa d'urban avad is chayiv. What if Hashem Esocha put it b'karka? Maybe that's called Oinus Gomer. Maybe that's a Shmira Mu'ula even for Hashem Esocha. Remember I mentioned the other day, mentioned yesterday, Hashem Echinam, it's enough to do a Shmira, basic Shmira. Hashem Esocha has to do a Shmira Mu'ula. That's why it's Chayim and Gneva Vaveh, it's the Shmira Mu'ula. It's an Oinus, even for Gneva. If the Gneva Vaveh was Oinus, like we once said, list the Mezuyin is Oinus. If it's Oinus Gomer, then even Hashem Esocha is part of Gneva Vaveh. Places in Sufik, a long place of here in Monsi, that in days. Then maybe putting the karka and then it got stolen. Maybe that's Oinus Gomer. Maybe even Hashem is off responsible. Depends on the foul problem that child. But our Kapanim, the Rif is telling me that the karka is better. So it's called, so I think the pshat in the Rif is that the reason why it's called an Oinus Abba Machmas HaPshia, if Trifud is because it's not enough to say, well, the Ganovim happened to come to the, you know, if the money would have been the karka, maybe the Ganovim wouldn't have gone to the karka. Maybe the Ganovim happened to go to the Trifud Ruben. That would not be enough to call it a. That would not be enough to call it a Kelosib Shiva Sofer Bayis. Klappe Gneiva, it's Einus Gomer. What is the Gneiva? What makes it an Einus Haba Machmas Apshia is because you were Peshea Klappe Sreifa, and now it got stained, you put it in the Sreifa Dormina, which for Sreifa is a Pshia, and not only is it a Pshia for Sreifa, but even when it comes to Gneiva, it's more likely to be stolen in a Sreifa Dormina than it is Bekar. So it's not, it doesn't, if we would take Sreifa out of the picture, and we would only contemplate Gneiva, so it wouldn't rise to the level of a Pshia. Certainly for Shem Achinam, it wouldn't rise to the level of a Pshia. Sreifa Dormina is a good enough Shmira. Shem Achinam, we don't expect so much from Shem Achinam. So for Shem Achinam to put money in a Sreifa Dormina, if you would only be thinking about Ganavim, it would be good enough. It's not great, but it would be good enough. But now that it's a Pshia, it's a Pshia for Shem Achinam also, because maybe it'll get burnt. So it becomes a Pshia Klapi Sreifa, and it's Sreifa Ba'inis, and it's Sreifa Ba'inis, and the Oinus was Machmas Apshia. Oinus at Machmas Apshia, according to the Rif, means it's Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia because there's a real objective reason why even for Gneva, Karka is better. So that's called Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia. Could be that there's, even though both the Rif and Tosis agree that you need Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia, but it could be that they're not, their definition of Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia is not the same. And then this is very meduyuk, because the Rif in Lamed Vav Amud Beis, we're going to take a look at Lamed Vav Amud Beis in a minute, but the Rif in Lamed Vav Amud Beis, when there's a long Rif over there where he talks about Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia. I don't know how many guys saw the Rif over there, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, I don't know how much you saw. The Rif in Lamed Vav Amud Beis, when he talks about Richos, about this, ideally, you need Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia. So the Rif asks from the Gemara and Sadi Gimel Amud Beis about the Raya. Over there, where was the Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia? And the Rif answers that Gemara is Abaye. Probably before that Gemara is Abaye. And the Rif has a Cheshbon Lamed Vav, which we'll see in a minute, that Abaye doesn't require Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia. And Tosis learns it from Shat and Abaye. That's what we're going to see in a second in Lamed Vav. But the Rif is an Echanami. The Gemara in Tzadik Gimel by the Roya does not require Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia. It's a Bayel Shitos. Haisa said that's also called Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia. Because if the Roya would have been there, he would have taken the sheep somewhere else. Could be the Rif doesn't think that way. The Rif thinks the sheep would have stayed in the same place. But I think the way we're explaining is very geschmack. By the Rif, that wouldn't be enough. The Roya maybe would have taken the sheep somewhere else. But the copy of the lion to somewhere else is the same as over here. That's still not called Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia. Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia means that there's a real objective reason to think that the Oinus was more likely to happen in the place where you, in the Pshia place, and had he not been Pshia, the Oinus would have been less likely. And that, by the Rif, is called Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia. So it's a chinul that we have in Machlekes Tosis in the Rif, even if you need Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia, what's the definition of Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia? According to Tosis, I don't have a good terminology for it, but according to Tosis, Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia means it just needs to be a fortuitous link. The Oinus fortuitously came Machmas Apshia. Happens to be, the sheep were over here. Had he not been Peshea, maybe the sheep would have been somewhere else, and maybe the lion wouldn't have gone there. That's enough to call it Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia. And in the Rif's definition, that's not called Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia. Oinus Haba Machmas Apshia means that you did a shmira that was good enough for Gneiva, but it wasn't. But it was a pshir for Sreifa. And had you did a good shmira for Sreifa, then it would have been a better shmira for Gneiva too. And likely as not, the Ganavim would never have found. Yeah, so what's the more Lam Vav Amud Beis? That's a very important Gemara. The Gemara, maybe get it over here. Oh, it does this. It downloads it. I don't know why it downloads it. Says here to the very top of the screen. Itmar, Toshu Rabbi Yosef Agam Amesa Kedarka. So you have a shayma. I can say if it's shayma chilim or shayma safa. Why doesn't that? Rashi say. Doesn't say. Anyway, so he was washing sheep, and he was pesheya, and he went out into the agam. Well, he's watching an animal, and he was pesheya, and he went out into the field, into the pit. So, and then it died a natural death. So Abayi mishmei the rabba omer chayim. Abai says you're chayiv. Kol daimed ledoyin kaidin olav dayonol. If you don't agree with me, you're not a dayon. Loimi boil ma domet chlotsu b'shir b'soif b'boin is chayiv. If you go that chlotsu b'shir b'soif b'boin is chayiv, says Abai, then Abai is chayiv. Because it's chlotsu b'shir b'soif b'boin is. The b'shir was you let it out to the agol. But the onus was that it had a heart attack and died. So if you hold chlotsu b'shir b'soif b'boin is chayiv, says Abai, Abai is chayiv. And lafila madama potter, even the madama chlosik shiva soif b'nis is potter. Hocha chayev, here you are chayev. My taimo damin and havlu da agma kotler. Because here we say that the heat of the agam is what causes it to have the heart. That's a bad. Rov mishmei the rabba potter. And then because what do the malachamovas care if the animal was in the sheep or it was in the field or the animal was at home? Would have had the heart attack anyway. So therefore, even if Chiloshev Shiva Saifa Bainis is Chayev, but here, since Malachamov is Malihokam Malihosum, so here you're Potter. So here, this line in the Gemara, this last line of Malachamov is Malihokam Malihosum, this is the source for the notion that even for that Chiloshev Shiva Saifa Bainis, even Laman the Omer, that it's Chayev, it's only Chayev when the Oinis is Machmas of Shiva. But in the case of Rova's contention is, that when the animal dies in the agma, that has nothing to do with the pshiyah being of the itziyah. The yotzal agma is a pshiyah gabi gneba. But the gabi having a heart attack, mali chamov, is mali chokha, mali hosum. It's the animal's time had come. That's exactly what Rav is saying. It's not an oinus abo machmas of pshiyah. So Rav is the source for this notion that you need oinus abo machmas of pshiyah. And that's exactly what Rav is saying. If you hold chlosu pshiyah with soif oinus is potter, and amari you potter. But even if chlosu pshiyah with soif oinus is chayev, that's where the oinus is machmas of shir. But here the oinus is not machmas of shir because malach hamavas malach hamavas malach hamavas. This is why kimat all we show and have this notion that you need to have an oinus abo machmas shir. The one exception, I didn't see it inside, so I don't guarantee, but I heard that in the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, Talmud Rabbeinu Tam in Baba Kama on Nun Beis and Beis, so you have Kisibor, which will also get done. That he says that you don't need Oynes Abba Machmas of Shir. He says B'Shem Ri that Ri holds you don't need Oynes Abba Machmas of Shir. I don't know what he's going to do with this tomorrow. Maybe we'll see one day. Before through with his name, we'll see. But otherwise, it's a double Muslim in the Shayim B'chai, it says in Rama. Some of that offers like Rama. That you need to have Oynes Abba Machmas of Shir. Actually, Riff brings a sheet to maybe we pass like a bai, so I can't say for sure. But if you pass like Rava, so then it says in this Gemara, you need Oynes Abba Machmas of Shir. What about a bai? Does a bai require Oynes Abba Machmas of Shir? So how the pastor in the Gemara is no. A bai doesn't require it. After what was Abai? What did Abai say? Abai said, in this case, If you hold Kolosev Shir v'Shayfa Bainis is Chayev, then Avadi a Chayev. But even if Kolosev Shir v'Shayfa Bainis is Potter, but here you're Chayev because Havu Dag Makom. So it sounds like Avadi is saying that if Kolosev Shir v'Shayfa Bainis is Chayev, that you don't need to come out to Havu Dag Makom. You don't need to have a connection between the Shir and the Endlines. Avadi is just saying, even if Kolosev Shir v'Shayfa Bainis in general is potter, but here it's worse because havlo de agma kofi. What's havlo de agma kofi exactly? That's oynis haba machma sabshir. Right, that's maybe a problem a little bit. So chief of the window is also oynis haba machma sabshir. What's habayim mean machal? But we'll come to that in just a few minutes. But after upon him, the first line of habayim. I said, "Loi mi boya leman da omer chilosav shir v'soifah be'ayin is chayev." And here you're for sure chayev. Even leman da omer that chilosav shir v'soifah is potter. Here it's worse because there's an extra sort of havel dag makota. But it's mashma that if chilosav shir v'soifah be'ayin is chayev, we don't need to come out to havel dag makota. Then it's poshut yir chayev because it's chilosav shir v'soifah be'ayin. This is where the Rif says that Abai does not require ayin is havel machmas shir. La halacha the Rif says we pass like Rava that you need oynis abal machmas sabshir, but Abai doesn't require oynis abal machmas sabshir. Says the Rif, the Gemara and Tzadikim with Beis with the Roya who took an unsanctioned break, and then the lion came and ate up the sheep, and Abai over there quotes the also sheep for sake of oynis. I said oynis abal machmas sabshir. Says the Rif, yeah, that's Abai. Abai holds you don't need oynis abal machmas sabshir, but we hold like Rava that you need to have oynis abal machmas sabshir. Taisis is chayim. Taisis on the previous Amud. Taisis on the previous Amud. That's the Lamed Gimel with Aleph. Taisis there is chaylik. And Taisis says that Abai also requires oynis haba machmas sabshir. That's why Taisus Shitosa and the Taisus we saw before it, when it says that, you know, it has to say that the case with the shepherd who took a break and the lion came. So Taisus has to explain, where's the Ainus Abal Machmas Sabshir? Well, he says, well, if the sheep would have been somewhere else, it would have been in the it's going over there in. Why didn't Taisus answer like the Rif that it's Abai? The answer is Taisus holds that doesn't help because Abai also requires Ainus Abal Machmas Sabshir. How do you read the Gemara then? The Gemara is mashma like the Rif. So Taisus explains. This part of the Taisus is an Ayin Chesem Adal. Two Taisus are connected. Taisus of Silam Govam Adal and Ayin Chesem Adal. It's two, the same discussion. So Taisus explains that he reads the Gemara that Abaye was, the whole time, was relying on Havla Dag Makota. Even though Abaye only said Havla Dag Makota at the end, when he gets to Lamad Domet Glossop Shiva Saifa by Nispoter, but he's really relying on it even Lamad Domet Glossop Shiva Saifa by Nischayev. As Abaye is saying, Lamad Domet Glossop Shiva Saifa by Nischayev. So then here Avadi Yechayev because Havla Dag Makotla, because it's Oynis Abba Machmas Abshir. But even the Madomet Vos Abshir B'Soif Abaynis is Potter, but here Yechayev because of Havla Dag Makotla. For a second, that doesn't make any sense. If Abai also agrees that you need Oynis Abba Machmas Abshir, and the Machlok is Vos Abshir B'Soif Abaynis is talking about Oynis Abba Machmas Abshir, like Shifa Durbana, which is Oynis Abba Machmas Abshir, like Taisus explained. So then what's Abai saying? Abai seems to be saying that even if Tchilos Shabshir B'Soif HaMenis is Potter, but here you're Chayev because it's Oynis Abba Machmas Shabshir. Yeah, the whole Machlaik is Tchilos Shabshir B'Soif HaMenis is about Oynis Abba Machmas Shabshir. If it wouldn't be Oynis Abba Machmas Shabshir, nobody would be a Chayev. So the Machlaik is being Abai, but the Machlaik is of Havla Dagma, the Machlaik is by Chief of the Umanum, the original Machlaik is Chilos Shabshir B'Soif HaMenis. Is that a case of Oynis Abba Machmas Shabshir or not Oynis Abba Machmas Shabshir? Taisus says it is an Oynis Abba Machmas Shabshir, like we saw Taisus on Membeis and Adalat, that bottom Taisus explained. Yeah, because if you wouldn't have put it Bekarko, you wouldn't put it somewhere else, maybe the Ganavim wouldn't have found it. You know, the Ganavim came here, they didn't go over there. So the original case of Trifa Durban is an Oynis Abba Machmas Shabshir. And if it's an Oynis Abba Machmas Shabshir, and yet it's a Machlaikas, that's exactly the case about which they argued whether Trifa Shabshir was Soif Abayin is this guy. So how do you read the Gemara? If Chos Pshiv Soif Bainis is Chayev, then here you're Chayev, because Havla Dagma, relying on Havla Dagma Kofa. But even if also the shiva soif minus is potter, here it's worse because havla dagma kotter. Why is it worse? Because it's oinus avon machmas of shiur, but it was an oinus avon machmas of shiur over there by tzrifa durbin atu. The answer is Tosfos themselves address it. Maybe I'll pack it again inside. Tosfos addresses it. Bottom of it, this is what I'm going without. Tosfos says, this is exactly what he's explaining. He says, the appeal of man, what was that? The appeal of man, the closer to the side of Venice Potter, I will hocha by Havel Dagma Kotta, Igoi Milsa, Shaoise Hevel, Oisi Hamoka, Yamisukin, Yoiser Lohomis Behemazu. So what do you mean? Even the Mandomit Khosab Shiv Saif Banis Potter, you still need Ainus Abba Machmasab Shiv. So what I meant to say was that here it's worse, because here there's a Gilui Milsa that the Agma was more Misukin for the Behema than was the Bias. Because when it was in the Bias, it was healthy. And when it got to the Agma, it got sick and died. So there's a Regulayim Ladovar that the Agma was more dangerous than the Bias. The fact that it died in the Agma and it was fine in the Bias, that's already a Gilui Milsa that the Agma. That the Agma didn't agree with it. It's not a pshia. You're allowed to take the behema. If you go out with the behema, you're allowed to take it out for the Agma. Not a pshia. The pshia was you let it put it in a place where it might get stolen. It's the cause of pshia was safe for blindness. Taking it, it's dying in the Agma is an oinus. But there's a gili milsa that the oinus over here was machmas of pshia because you see that it was healthy in the house and it died in the field. So what's Tosfos saying? What is the distinction that Tosfos is saying? So what does that mean? So you mean Chayitz Oynis Abba Machmas Abshir? But Shifu Dubon is also Oynis Abba Machmas Abshir. So what's the Chiluk that Tosfos is saying? But what's the difference? Shifu Dubon is also Oynis Abba Machmas Abshir. We saw Tosfos on Membeis. So here he's saying that here also it's a Gilui Milsa that the Oynis came Machmas Abshir because it died in the field. The field didn't agree with it. So what's the distinction? It is oinus. If he would have walked with the behemah out into the agma and made sure it doesn't get stolen, and the behemah would have had a heart attack, that would be called oinus. The more calls it oinus. It's chloshev v'shiv v'soif of oinus. So what's the difference between? So what is he saying? He's saying it's oinus avon machmas abshir. No, so every chloshev v'shiv v'soif of oinus is oinus avon machmas abshir. Here it says, this is a strong oinus avon machmas abshir. Tais l'shitosam. Tosfos learns that the oinus of machmas of shir he had by tzrifa d'urbana was a weak oinus of machmas of shir. There was no reglayim with those. There was no objective reason to think that it was more likely to get stolen in the tzrifa d'urbana than it would have been had it been mekarka. It's just fortuitous. It's a fortuitous oinus of machmas of shir. Taganov don't go everywhere, and it happened to be that Taganov went to the tzrifa d'urbana. Who knows if you would have put it in mekarka? Yochaliyah, he said it wouldn't have. That was the lashon of Tosfos in Membeis. That is. I forget exactly what he said. That it's the yochelios shehoinus lo yainera. Could be that the oinus wouldn't have happened somewhere else. Like Tosfos said by the roya, if the shepherd would have been there, he wouldn't have been able to stop the lion. But maybe he would have taken the sheep somewhere else. Yochelios. That's the weak oinus of machmas of shir. That's a machlokes. And that's the two l'shoyim. That's the machlokes in that base. Is the chloshev shir v'soif v'oinus chayiv v'poter. That's when you have a weak oinus abo machmas of shir. What Abai is saying is that here it's worse. Here there's a regulayim l'dover. Here there's a regulayim l'dover that it would really have been that there's an objective reason to think that had it stayed home, it wouldn't have had a heart attack. Because all those it was in the heart, it was at home for a very long time and never had a heart attack till today. And all of a sudden, it got out into the Agma and today it had the heart attack. That's already makes me think. There's an objective reason to think. I don't have it by Ganovim. Here there's an objective reason to think that maybe the Havla D'Agma, that the Havla D'Agma is a Gili Milsa the Havla D'Agma Kotel. And if that's the case, then the Cheshbon works out very well. That's why the Rif can't learn this way. The Rif can't learn that Abaye agrees that you need Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. And he's just saying, but here it's worse because there's a strong Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. The Rif holds every Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia is a strong Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. The Rif learns that even by Tzifa de Urbana, there's an objective reason to think that had it been Bekaka, it would never have gotten stolen because Ksafa made them Shneur Bekaka, like the Rif said over there. So the Rif learns that's always Chilos of Shia B'Saifa Bainas. The original Chilos of Shia B'Saifa Bainas, where you have to have Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia, where we told him that Oynes Abba Machmas, the original Tzifa de Urbana. Tzifa de Urbana itself is an Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. But the Rif learns it's a strong Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. So what's a bias? And that's a machlokes. So how can you read Abaye? Abaye said, if Abaye requires Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia, so what's Abaye saying? Even if Tchilos of Shia B'Saif Abayinus is Potter, but here you're Chayiv because Havla D'Agma Kotla. What does Havla D'Agma Kotla give me that I didn't already have at Tchifa Durban? It's Muchuk that Abaye held that the original Machaikis is when it's not Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. But here it's Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia, so, and therefore what Abaye said was, if Tchilos of Shia B'Saif Abayinus is Chayiv, you're Chayiv. And even if it's Potter, but here it's different because here you have Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. Here you have Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. So nothing. Let's go over this again. The Cheshbon. Cheshbon is possible. Hakol, that's for sure that Tzrifa D'Urbana, in some degree or another, is the Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. How do I know? Because of Rabba. Rabba said that the case of Poshav of Yotzul Agma is worse than Tzrifa D'Urbana. I'm sorry, it's better. It's more potter than the case of Tzrifa D'Urbana. Because by Yotzul Agam, Malach Abba is Malach Abba Malach Abba. So Rabbi says Beferish, that Tzifud Urbana is an Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. That's Rabbi's distinction. Yotzul Agam, Malach Abba is Malach Abba Malach Abba. There's no causal connection between the Oynes and the Shia. Would have had a heart attack anyway. That's outside of the Machlekes of Tchilos of Shia B'Saif Avayinus. The Machlekes of Shia B'Saif Avayinus is by Tzifud Urbana, where there's a causal link between the Shia and the Oynes. So it's clear from Rava that the case of Tzifa D'Urbana is an Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. We have a Chaykes Taisus in the Riyaf. What does that mean? Taisus in Dachman Bey says it means the just as safe. The Tzifa D'Urbana and the Karka of Gabi Ganovim are just as safe. It just means, but if you had not been Fishel Gabi Strefa, then your money would have been somewhere else, and maybe the Ganovim would have gone here, and they wouldn't have gone somewhere else. So you would have escaped the Ganovim. Just like Taisus says by the Riyaf. So Taisus holds that Tzifa D'Urbana is an Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia, but it's a weak Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. Meaning, had you not been Peshea, so it could be that the Ganovim wouldn't have gone there. Because if the Ganovim went here, maybe they wouldn't have gone there. The Rif, on the other hand, learns that Tzifa D'Urbana is a strong Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. That there's an objective reason to think that the money would have been safer had it been Bekarka. Tzifa D'Urbana is safe enough, it's out of Shia. But it's not as good as Karka. And since it's a pshil gabi shreifa, so you're pshil gabi shreifa, and had you not been pshil gabi shreifa, there's an objective reason to think it wouldn't have been stolen either, because it would have been safer from ganovim too. So according to the Rif, Tzifa D'Urbana is a strong oynes abba machmas of shia. That's cholos advar. What's the case of Tzifa D'Urbana? It's certainly oynes abba machmas of shia. According to Taisus, it's a weak oynes abba machmas of shia. According to the Rif, it's a strong oynes abba machmas of shia. Then we come to, now we come to Abaye. Abaye says, "L'man domet chilosu b'shiv v'soif v'bainis." By the case of Agma, Abaye says, "L'man domet chilosu b'shiv v'soif v'bainis is chayiv." Here you chayiv. L'man domet chilosu b'shiv v'soif v'bainis is potter, but here it's worse because Havla d'Agma kofla. So how do we read Abaye? So Tosfos reads Abaye, and Abaye says, "Avad you have to have oynes abba machmas of shiv. You have to have oynes abba machmas of shiv." Because if it's not Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia, then it's outside of the Machlokes of Tchilos of Shia B'Saif. That's Abaye also agrees. Taisus learns Abaye also agrees. Tzifa D'Urbana is Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. The whole Machlokes is only Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. If it's not Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia, there's nothing to talk about even according to Abaye. So the Machlokes of Tzifa D'Urbana is a weak Oynes Abba Machmas. It's by an Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia, but according to Taisus, as we saw, it's a weak Oynes Abba Machmas of Shia. So Tosis learns Abaya. Abaya is saying, if Chilosu B'Shiva Soifa B'Oinis is Chayev, so here you also Chayev, because here you also have Oinis of Machmas B'Shiva. Havla Dagma Kotba. Abaya is relying even from the beginning on Havla Dagma Kotba. Here it's also Oinis of Machmas B'Shiva. But Abaya goes on and says, but even the Madama Chilosu B'Shiva Soifa B'Oinis is Potter. But here you chayev, because here it's not a weak oinus of machmas b'shir. Here it's a strong oinus of machmas b'shir. Here there's a gloy milso, there's a reglay ledoma that the havel dagma kotla, because it was fine till it got out to the agma, and now it died in the agma. So there's an objective reason to think that the agma was bad for it. So that's exactly what Abai is saying. Lema adomet chlosu b'shir v'soif b'oinus is chayev even by a weak oinus of machmas b'shir. Then Abai yichayev. But even the Madomer, Chlosu B'Shiyu V'Soifu B'Oinis, is potter by a weak Oinis of Machmas B'Shiyu. But here it's a strong Oinis of Machmas B'Shiyu. By a strong Oinis of Machmas B'Shiyu, then you find. It comes out, Levi Tosis, that there's no Machlokes really Abaye and Rove in the Gedorim of Oinis of Machmas B'Shiyu. Everybody agrees that the Madomer, Chlosu B'Shiyu V'Soifu B'Oinis, is Chayev. You're Chayev with the weak Oinis of Machmas B'Shiyu. Is potter, then a weak oinus of machmas b'shir is not enough. Abai says, but by the agma, it's a strong oinus of machmas b'shir. A strong oinus of machmas b'shir is more chayev. Rava might agree to that, but Rava doesn't think that this is oinus of machmas b'shir at all, because he holds that the Messias is malach hamavas malach hamavas. He doesn't agree to the Messias of havla dagma havla dagma kol. He thinks that malach hamavas malach hamavas. So it comes out like this: the machlekes Abai and point to Tosfos. The machlekes Abai and Rava ultimately is about what's the mitzias of poshul of yotzul agma. Abai thinks it's a strong oinus of machmas b'shir. Because Abai looks at it from a clinician's point of view, and he says, "Look, it was healthy in the house and it died in the agma. So it's right that the agma was bad for it. So that's a strong oinus of machmas b'shir." So says Abai, "That's l'kuli al machayev. The machlekes is only by a weak oinus of machmas b'shir. Here it's a strong oinus of machmas b'shir. That's chayev for sure." And Rava thinks he's chaylik the mitzvahs. He says, no, malach hamavas, malach hamavas also. It's days were numbered. Rosh Hashanah was decided, this is the one that's going to die, this sheep. So the male, malach hamavas, malach hamavas also. So it's not a moinus of machmas b'shir at all. So Rava says, so here it's part of the kuliyam. Because the whole machlik is only we have at least a weak oinus of machmas b'shir. So it comes out, if he takes this, there's no reason to see a machlik. There's no machlik is a bayin Rava in the door of a moinus of machmas b'shir. Oinus of Amachshir, everybody agrees. So if it's the machlekes of Trifa de Urbana, is by a weak Oinus of Amachmas Abshir. By a strong Oinus of Amachmas Abshir, Abai says that's worse, Rabbi might agree to that. That's how the Dagma Kot. But Rabbi just thinks that the case of Yotzul Agma is faket. It's not a strong Oinus of Amachmas Abshir, it's not even a weak Oinus of Amachmas Abshir, it's not an Oinus of Amachmas Abshir at all. That's the Mahalach of places. Fi the Rif, everything looks different. But Fi the Rif, a weak Oinus of Amachmas Abshir doesn't even count. Shifa the Urban is a strong Oinus of Machmas B'Shir. It goes with Sikhsof and Meilam Shmir El Bakar. So you need a strong Oinus of Machmas B'Shir. The Machlek is Chlosu B'Shir V'Soif B'Oinus. The case of Shifa the Urban is when you have a strong Oinus of Machmas B'Shir. And Rava's Taina is that by Poshim of Yatzul Agmo, there's no Oinus of Machmas B'Shir. Because Malach HaMamas Malach HaMali Hosef. So therefore, the madam with Chosav Shiv Soif Abayinus is Potter, Radi Potter. But even if Chosav Shiv Soif Abayinus is Chayev, that's only when you have a Oinus strong Oinus Abayin Machmas Abshir. Here, there's no Oinus Abayin Machmas Abshir. Malach Hamavas Malach Hamali also. What about Abai? Abai says that even the madam with Chosav Shiv Soif Abayinus is Potter, but here you're Chayev because Havlo the Agma. Here you're Chayev because Havlo the Agma Kotter. So according to Rif, what's Abai saying? The Rif learns that Abai must not hold from Oinus Abba Machmas B'Shir at all. So Abai is saying, Lamad Omer Chlosu B'Shir V'Soif Abba Oinus is Potter. I'm sorry, Lamad Omer Chlosu B'Shir V'Soif Abba Oinus is Chayev. So here you're Chayev, because you don't need Oinus Abba Machmas B'Shir. But even Lamad Omer Chlosu B'Shir V'Soif Abba Oinus is... Even Madomet Chlosu B'Shir V'Soif Abba Oinus is Potter, but here it's worse, because when you have an Oinus Abba Machmas B'Shir, So then, l'kuli alma yur chayv. That's what it means. Rabbi learns the machlokes is when there's no oinus abal machan sof shiur. When there is oinus abal machan sof shiur, then l'kuli alma yur chayv. Machlokes, the closest shiur b'soif b'oinus is when there's no oinus abal machan sof shiur. But Rabbi is machayv, by oinus abal machan sof shiur, then l'kuli alma yur chayv. There's a difficulty here a little bit. Because what's the case of Tzvi for the Urbanus? The original case of Tchilos of Shiva Seif of Oynus was Tzvi for the Urbanus. Tzvi for the Urbanus is an Oynus of Amachmas of Shiva. So what's Pshat and Abai? Abai said, L'manda Oma Tchilos of Shiva Seif of Oynus is Chayav here for sure Chayav. Because you don't need Oynus of Amachmas of Shiva. Where did he see that? Tzvi for the Urbanus happens to be a case of Oynus of Amachmas of Shiva. So how does Abai know that the Madom at Chosav Shiv Soif Oynus is Chayiv, you're Chayiv even without an Oynus of Amachmas of Shiv? Elamai, maybe you'll say, because Abai doesn't have this form of Oynus of Amachmas of Shiv, he thinks it's Leimai Levelei Merit. It's not true, because Abai himself says that even the Madom at Chosav Shiv Soif Oynus is Potter, but when it's an Oynus of Amachmas of Shiv, it's worse. So Abai has this form of Oynus of Amachmas of Shiv. So how does Abai know that there exists a Manda Omer that Chosav Shiv Soif Oynus is Chayiv without Oynus of Amachmas of Shiv? From Sifu de Urbana, Sifu de Urbana is an Oynus of Amachmas of Shiv. Yeah, that I don't know what to do. It's not a kashu minute. So maybe somehow Abai thought Sifu de Urbana is not an Oynus of Amachmas of Shiv. Maybe Abai didn't think that Sifu de Urbana is an Oynus of Amachmas of Shiv. Doesn't have this form of self made him shear the pack. It's very sosim in the mark. Sosim in the rib.
Could be from the brace, how he understood the brace and said he gave him a viz.
It's not going to work in the chesed. I don't want to get right now into the chesed, but Abai learns the case of the Abai says that he went by lunchtime, and that doesn't make it to Chosav Shiv Soif Mayim. It's Mukhlov from the Sibra. Would mean that there has to be that when the Gemara's, when Abai and Rova are saying Mandomet Chlosib Shiv Soif Minus Chayim, the Mandomet Chlosib Shiv Soif Minus Potter, they don't mean Sweep of Durban. They knew there's a Machlaikas, Chlosib Shiv Soif Minus in general. They knew there's such a Machlaikas. Abai held the Machlaikas is even without Oinus Abba Machmas of Shiv. And Rova held, no, it's only by Oinus Abba Machmas of Shiv. And the Gemara Min Beis is going like Rova. Yeah, maybe look at the Rip, that's what we'll have to say. So this one nekuda is a little bit still. Maybe we'll say like you said, but I could put in my mind 1,000 says what to do with this one nekuda. How did Abai learn the case of when Abai talked about the man the omer to gossip sheiv soif when it's chayev the man the omer potter? Does he mean the gemara of sheiv the omer? How could he mean the gemara of sheiv the omer? There it is, einus about machmas of sheiv. And the whole point of Abai is that you don't need einus about that the man the omer to gossip sheiv soif when it's chayev. You don't need an einus about machmas of sheiv. The man domet chosav shiv soif minus is potter, but if it'll be oynus about machmas of shiv, you'll be chay. Yeah. Okay, that's it. That nekud is surachim. But a kaponim, we're walking away, I think, with a very big useful clarity. We have two mahalchim here in the machlekes Abai and Rava, Taisus and the Rif. Just to sum up, Taisus learns in the lum this is no machlekes. Both Abai and Rava agree that the subject of the machlekes of chosav shiv soif minus, the machlekes of shiv the urbana. You know, the global machlokes of chosav shiv soif b'oynus is by a weak oynus abo machmas of shiv. An oynus abo machmas of shiv of the type that, you know, maybe it wouldn't have happened had it been somewhere else. That's the machlokes of chosav shiv soif b'oynus. When you have a strong einus about machamas of shiur, where there's an objective reason to think that had the shiur not happened, the einus would have never have happened. So then both Abai and Rava would agree, or at least Abai said that we don't know that Rava. There's no reason to think that Rava argues. That might be l'kulei alachai. That's the idea of havel dag makoto. Abai says, look, you see, it died in the field. It's an objective reason. Igloi milso that the einus came strongly as a result of the shiur. And Rava might agree to that. Because Rava holds, he's chaylik limit sees. He's malach Rava, malachamavas, malachamavas. That's Tosis' approach. And according to the Rif, it comes out two things. First of all, that the Rif agrees that the machlokes chilas of shiur v'soifa b'oynis is by oynis abo machmas of shiur. But the Rif learns that means a strong oynis abo machmas of shiur. An oynis abo machmas of shiur where there's a real objective reason to think sofim elam shmir of the bakarka. It would have been safer in the ground. It's not a pshir in the neighbor, but it would have been safer. So now you're Peshay and Nura, so is there a glimmer over to think that Ganovim, had you not been Peshay and Nura, so it would not have been stolen either? So that's the Machaikis of Elshiv Shiv Shiv of Vayimus, when you have a strong Einus of Almachmas of Shiv. But that's all according to Rava. That's according to Rava. That the Mandom of Elshiv Shiv Shiv Vayimus is Chayiv, it's only if you have Einus of Almachmas of Shiv. If it's not Einus of Almachmas of Shiv, Malachamobas, Malihocha, Malihosom, then there's no, then nobody holds the chilos of shiva soifa b'oynis chayiv. And Abai is chilek. Abai holds that the man the omer chilos of shiva soifa b'oynis chayiv, you chayiv even when it's not an oynis abon machmas of shiva. And that's why Abai holds that the case of the Gemara about the roya who went away and the lion ate up the sheep, that's, and the Gemara calls that, Abai calls that chilos of shiva soifa b'oynis, says the Rif, that's Abai l'shitosai, that you don't need oynis abon machmas of shiva. Abai is saying, when you have an oynis abon machmas of shiva, have a dag makoto, an objective, a strong oynis abon machmas of shiva. If you have oynis abo machmas of shiur, then Abai claims that's not even a machlokes. Then the kuli al miyachai. Yeah, I think Rav Chai is right. The Gemara in Daf Mem Beis, the Fila Rif, is going to have a rova in the Gemara. So I'm going to ask the Emes that when the Gemara talks about, when Abai talks about the mandomah t'chlos of shiur v'soif v'oynis, and the mandomah t'chlos of shiur v'soif v'chayiv, and the mandomah that is potter, he doesn't mean shiur v'durban. Shiur v'durban is oynis abo machmas of shiur. According to Abai, that's outside of the machlokes. Okay, stop. Thank you.